Hachette Audio presents Gideon's Corpse. Written by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child. Read by David Collins. Dedication to Barbara Peters. Chapter 1. Gideon Crewe stood at the window of the conference room, looking out over the former meatpacking district of Manhattan. His gaze followed the tarred roofs of the old buildings, now hip boutiques and trendy restaurants, moved past the new Highline Park, thick with people, past the rotting piers, and came to rest on the broad expanse of the Hudson River. In the hazy sun of early summer, the river, for a change, looked like real water, the surface a mass of blue moving upstream with the incoming tide. The Hudson reminded him of other rivers he had known, and streams and creeks, and his thoughts lingered on one stream in particular, high in the Jemez Mountains. He thought about a deep pool in it, and the large cutthroat trout he was sure lurked in its dappled depths. He couldn't wait to get the hell out of there, out of New York City, away from that withered gnome named Glynn and his mysterious company, Effective Engineering Solutions. "I'm going fishing," he said. Glynn shifted in his wheelchair and sighed. Gideon turned. The man's crippled hand appeared from under the blanket that was shrouding his knees. It contained a brown paper package.
"Your payment?"
Gideon hesitated. "You're paying me? After what I did?"
"The fact is, based on what you've told me, our payment structure has changed."
Glynn opened the package, counted out...